One of them worked up in the revenue department, Anna Taylor, or Bass, she was. Henrietta knows her, I'm sure. I tried to call your mother Saturday and Friday also, but I called Saturday night between 6:30 and 7:30, and nobody answered.
I guess they
were out somewhere.
Mother, you know, makes cakes now for weddings and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And I think she probably gone to deliver a cake or
something. Oh, was that it? Uh-huh. And then I called Friday and nobody answered that. And I said, well, maybe he'll call me. I was feeling better then. And yesterday I didn't feel too hot, but I feel fine today.
That's good. You mentioned that your grandmother had cancer. Was she in a hospital here?
No, she's at home. They didn't, I don't think they might have had a Hills Hospital. No, I don't believe Hills had a hospital then. But she was the first patient, Dr. Thigpen. You know Dr. Charles Thigpen?
I know of
him. Doctor. She was the first one that had, what do you call this?
Contact lens?
Huh?
Contact lens?
No, the eye. Not glaucoma, but cataract.
Oh.
And he was a young doctor there, and he was had an office on South Perry Street between Washington and Dexter, right back of A. Notman's. And she went up there to his office in a carriage, and they operated on her for cataracts in the office and made her lie down for a couple of hours on the couch there. And she went home, and she could thread a needle at 65 without her glasses.
It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And he told me she was the bravest woman he ever saw. But now they stay a week and two in the hospital when they have a cataract operation. She stayed 2 hours in his office and went home.
That's unbelievable. When your grandmother was sick like that, did they have a nurse with her, or was she just at home by herself?
Who?
Oh, you mentioned having cancer, someone having cancer.
Oh, she had nurses. I mean, by that color, nurses, and Mama was there. She was...
It must have been an ordeal just to be there at home. And
yes, uh-huh. Well, now they're going back a lot to that. They say hospitals are just getting too... of course, they have all the professional stuff, but you don't get the nursing you do sometimes at home, if you can do it.
Probably true. We've talked pretty good bit about Montgomery. If you had a visitor to Montgomery and you wanted to show that visitor around town, where are some of the places you'd take him? What are some of the landmarks and all you wanted to see?
Well, of course, the Capitol is the main attraction, I should think, and the White House. And then I think they're right out to the pretty home section, you know. I think people enjoy that, and maybe the malls or something. But now they're going to fix Toulouse up over here with Tumka, and that's going to be a drawing card if they ever get through with the thing. But, and a lot of people want to go to Maxwell Field, you know. They love to drive around out there and see things. Visitors do.
When was Maxwell Field built?
Oh, don't ask me, but Mr. Frank Cohn, friend of ours, lifelong friend, sold him the land. The Wrights used to have it, you know. Wright brothers, they stayed here, don't you know, and a lot of people around Montgomery helped.
Was that municipal before the Air Force took it over?
Oh, yes, yes. The Air Force, it's been a long time, but it's comparatively new compared to all of them. Mm-hmm. Wilbur Wright, you know. And
what about Danley? When was Danley built, do you remember?
That's a new thing almost. I don't remember just when it was built, but I went to the opening of it. It was named for Dr. Danley, who was the Superintendent of Education. His son was killed. I believe he was an Annapolis graduate. Danley was. His picture's out there in the field.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you would take people to see some of the prettier homes, what sections would you take them to, maybe?
Well, I'd go to McGee Estates and Dr. Thickman's old home. Now, his daughter died last year. I don't know who's going to take over that house. And I tell you, so many of them, they've torn down for filling stations, you know how to do. But that Shaw place down there on North Hull Street, you know, Landmarks thing, I don't know why they put all that money in that. My daddy played there as a boy, and it belonged to a doctor then, that home did.
You mentioned the home that you grew up in as a young girl. Could you describe that home a little bit for me? Tell me what it looked like and the kind of furniture you might have.
Well, it was a one-story house. Mm-hmm. So a rambling place, a big place, had a front porch, and it had we had beautiful Martian real roses on the porch that covered it, and people used to drive down to see them when they were blooming. It was a beautiful rose, a yellow rose, Martian real. And we had a big barn in the backyard.